going down to the lower 50s. We've got more sunshine coming in on Monday, going up to around 80 degrees, and on Monday night, a few clouds blowing in with lows in the upper 50s. We've got some great music going on WJFF today. We've got some live music tonight. You should tune in at 7 p.m. for Spanglish con Ella. That's Emma Torres. She's going to be having some live in-studio musicians performing tonight at from 7 to 9 p.m. on Spanglish. That'll be cool. And then, you know, we're really honored here on WJFF because you've heard of the Roots and Rhythm Festival going on in Honesdale. Well, this evening after Spanglish from 9 to 11, we have a special show hosted by WJFF's own John Gordon. And it's a wrap-up show about the Roots and Rhythm Festival. And the first hour, you're going to hear some highlights from the some of the performances that happened at the festival. And then at 10 o'clock tonight, a live performance from Big Leg Emma. All right, that's live music. That's tonight right here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporterOnline.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program is a birthday party. Welcome to the party. We'll be hearing music, some of the newest music just released in the last couple of months as a special birthday gift. Yeah. Sean Lennon and Charlotte Kemp Mule. That song is called Too Deep. And it's a special gift. It's a happy birthday present. And you know, today is actually the summer solstice. It's the longest day of the year, more light, all the way from early in the day until late into the evening. It's the longest day. It's the height of the summer. And it's a wonderful time to be alive because there's some great music happening right now. And so I've been celebrating birthday, my own birthday. Last night was margaritas and cake. And so I don't know, how old are you? There's a lot of different people that weigh in on birthdays. Here's what Franz Kafka has to say. And now he's a dark existentialist, so it's interesting that he has such a beautiful thing to say. Here's Franz Kafka. Youth is happy because it has the ability to see beauty. Anyone who keeps the ability to see beauty never grows old. I like that. All right. So, you know, that first song, oh, so exciting. Did you recognize the voice? I heard that song and it was just, it's John Lennon's voice, but it's his son, Sean. Amazing album called Midnight Sun, released on April 29, 2014. And this album, they've been working on it for a couple of years. Charlotte Kemp Mule and Sean sing all the vocals. They co-wrote all the songs, and they play almost all of the instruments. They call their band The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. And they've actually done a couple of recordings before this, but it seems that they were really just warming up for this album. Here's what John had to say about meeting Charlotte. They're really such a beautiful couple. They live in Manhattan now. But back in, they met each other at 2004 at the Coachella Music Festival. And in the Daily Telegraph interview, John Lennon said, quote, "Charlotte hadn't even heard Strawberry Fields Forever when I met her, and she knew nothing about my mum. Her parents thought I was just a delinquent by virtue of association with a famous hippie delinquents. So it was nice because it was like a bridging of gaps and a collision of galaxies." So, you know, famous parents. And it seems to me that Sean has stepped out from any kind of a shadow that he might have been born under. And he has claimed his own voice, his own style. This album called Midnight Sun is just really an amazing recording. We're going to hear two more tracks. He did an interview this month with the Boston Herald. And here's what he has to say about the music on this album. Quote, "It's easy to hear influences like the Beatles and Pink Floyd, but honestly, we're inspired by more than you'd expect. Miles Davis, Stravinsky, film and narrative play a role. A lot of people hear that it's a psychedelic record, and I think it sounds like this, you know, 67 to 70, and to some degree that's true, but there's more to it. It was actually recorded at the farm in upstate New York in Delaware County. And Charlotte said that she can, quote, "Midnight Sun, we consider our first real record. It's the one we spent the most time on. Let's listen to Don't Look Back, Orpheus, if you know the myth, followed by Animals, Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger."
This is the tragedy of the son of Calliope. She taught him to sing and gave him golden guitar strings. Never was a sound so curious. Even the trees would follow Orpheus. Even the few Upon a deadly snake.
ghost of a saber-toothed tiger. The album is called Midnight Sun, released in April of 2014. And welcome to the birthday party. We're unwrapping a bunch of new CDs and listening to brand new music, just a couple of months old, here on a summer solstice, a glorious summer day. And yeah, birthday, you know, William Shakespeare. There was a star danced, and under that I was born. Yeah, well. So, you know, how old are you? Yeah, every day can be a reason to celebrate. And if your birthday is not today, we'll just pretend. And join me here for a birthday party while we enjoy the newest music from some of my favorite artists. It turns out that Chrissy Hynde has been over in Sweden in Stockholm and has just released a new solo album, her first solo album ever. We're going to listen to that in a little while. Coming right up is Coldplay's newest album called Ghost Stories, right on the heels of The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. It's an interesting segue. May 16th, 2014, on Parlophone Records, Coldplay's newest album. It's gotten a lot of publicity. It centers really around the end of the marriage between Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow. A conscious decoupling is what I believe they're calling it. But, you know, even though publicity is the servant of various masters, in my opinion, my humble opinion, as Jonathan Fox would say, in my humble opinion, they deserve it. Coldplay, master musicians, a brilliant, brilliant music from Chris Martin. And so before we get to that, let's just mull over a couple of more ideas about birthdays. Author T.S. Eliot, here's what he says. The years between 50 and 70 are the hardest. You are always being asked to do things, and yet you are not decrepit enough to turn them down. I love that. You know, so here's another one about older age. Jean Renoir. The advantage of being 80 years old is that one has many people to love. I really like that. Here's what Coco Chanel has to say about birthdays. Nature gives you the face you have at 20, but it's up to you to merit the face you have at 50. Coco Chanel. Yeah, and then Lucille Ball, redhead. Oh my God. The secret of staying young is to live honestly, eat slowly, and lie about your age. Lucille Ball. All right, so it's fascinating, you know, the stories that come out in the lyrics of music and how it reflects people's lives. Chris Martin is singing with his band Coldplay. The album is called Ghost Stories. And we're going to be listening to Another's Arms followed by Oceans. This is Ghost Stories from Coldplay.
TV used to be here beside me, used to be your arms around me, your body on my body. When the world means nothing to me, another's arms, another's arms. When the pain just rips right through. Thank you. arms were around me, your body on my body. Thank you.
Oceans. That's Coldplay. From the Ghost Stories album, released in May 2014. So there was an interview with Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay, and with the BBC, and he talks about the idea behind the album. The idea of Ghost Stories for me was, how do you let the things that happened to you in the past, your ghosts, how do you let them affect your present and your future? Because there was a time when I was feeling like they were going to drag me down and ruin my life and the lives of those around me. I was very lucky to meet a very good Sufi teacher who started to introduce the idea of, if you sit with your experiences and the things you've been through, they alchemize. At the time, he said that I didn't really know what that meant. But I trusted that it would work. And the more that I was learning about that, the more music just started flowing through. So we're grateful for the music that's been flowing through Chris Martin and his bandmates in Coldplay. Let's listen to another song from Ghost Stories. This is called A Sky Full of Stars, Coldplay.
Cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky full of stars. Cause you light up the path.
A Sky Full of Stars. Chris Martin and Coldplay, just released in May 2014 from the album Ghost Stories. Chris Martin sharing his life with us. He's 37 years old this year, and he is on his way to figuring it out. Pablo Picasso said, "It takes a long time to grow young." Yeah. So it's a birthday party today. We're unwrapping a bunch of new CDs and listening to some really, some of my favorite artists have just released really beautiful music. Michelle Ndegio Cello, an American bassist, singer, songwriter, June 5th. 2014, just released an album, her 11th album, called Comet Come to Me. Michelle Ndegio Cello, an amazing bass player. Let's listen to two tracks from her most recent recording, Comet Come to Me. We'll start with the title track.
Come to me, 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 come can't stop.
Chill and Diggio Cello. The song is called Modern Time. That's from Comet Come to Me, just released in June 2014. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. It's a birthday party. Yeah, we're celebrating birthdays today with some of the latest music, some of the newest music. It's the Be Here Now edition of Now and Then. Yeah. Okay, so you know Fred Astaire. We know Fred Astaire from his great dancing and What a Movie Star. And he said that old age is like everything else. To make a success of it, you've got to start young. So, you know, being young is a wonderful thing. Oscar Wilde weighs in on being young. He said, "The old believe everything. The middle-aged suspect everything, and the young know everything." Yeah, you know, the young, they do know everything. It's true. Even Mark Twain agrees with that. When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much he had learned in 7 years. Mark Twain. All right, so we're celebrating today new music. One of my favorite American singer-songwriters, Chrissy Hynde, has just released her very first solo album ever. Oh my goodness, she had an amazing career, is still having an amazing career. You probably know her as the lead singer and songwriter for a band called The Pretenders. Yeah. Well, you know, she never recorded as Chrissy Hynde. She was always in a band, and now she has stepped out with her very first solo album, and it's called Stockholm. And it's entirely, everyone on the album but Chrissy is Swedish. All of the musicians, the recording studios, it's really a beautiful and strong album. I want to play, the first track I want to play is called Down the Wrong Way. And I wanted to start with this track because one of my favorite guitarist, singer-songwriters, Neil Young, adds his lead guitar sound to this track from Chrissy Hynde's Stockholm album. Let's start with Down the Wrong Way, Chrissy Hynde.
Criticized you. Oh, 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 the poor queen in my deck of lies. Thank you.
can understand why a castle that's made out of sand washes into the sea. Then try saying this love's meant to be. Then try saying this love's meant to be.
Chrissy Hynde's newest album called Stockholm. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music on today's program, and thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. This is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH Monticello, New York, award-winning hydro-powered radio with studios in Jeffersonville, New York, and Honesdale, Pennsylvania. It's just a few seconds before 4 in the afternoon, and it's now 74 degrees on a beautiful sunny summer day. We're going to have a clear night weather-wise with lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow we've got more sun coming in with highs in the upper 70s, and a clear night tomorrow night going down to the lower 50s. Monday, another partly sunny day with highs around 80. A few clouds Monday night going down to the upper 50s. Yeah, you're tuned to 90.5 FM Radio Catskill. The Splendid Table is coming right up, followed by All Things Considered at 5 o'clock. Support comes from you.